So this discussion is in Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is called Ramananda Samvag. It's discussions between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they start off by saying, Ramananda Rai asks a most appropriate question, just like the sages at Namisharanya, they ask Sutta Goswami, what is the purpose of human life? So Ramananda Rai, when Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks questions to Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai speaks answers, but actually the answers are being, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking the question, and he's answering the question. But he's answering it through the mouth of Ramananda Rai. He's pravesh, he's given his prabhav, he's given his shakti avesh. So it appears that he's asking questions, and it appears that Ramananda Rai is giving the answer. But even Ramananda Rai says, I am like a parrot. A parrot, a tota, cannot speak unless trained to speak. If you own a parrot, you can say, oh parrot, say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
That's all. You won't say anything else. Unless you say, hey, Shuk, hey, tota, Bolie, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe. Very good tota. Many totas in chorus. So then he asks the tota and they say, Radhe Radhe. So like this. So Ramananda Rai, recognizing that he's only speaking, he's the mouthpiece, he's the speaker, but the pen drive is somewhere else. The amplifier and the pen drive is Lord Chaitanya. He has the information. He's singing the song. He's answering the questions through the speaker of the mouth of Ramananda Rai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ramananda Rai, can you tell me what is the goal of life and how to attain it? So then Ramananda Rai gives various answers, dharmic answers, spiritual answers based on Purana, Gita, and the Bhagavatam. He says the goal of life is mukti. Lord Chaitanya says, because he says, what is the goal of life and how to attain it? He says, you're going to attain mukti by following the varna ashram system. By gradually going through the varnas and ashramas, you can become sannyas and detached and finally attain mukti. Brahmasayujya mukti, merging in Brahman, Brahmasayujya. Tattvamasi, or you can go to Vaikuntha Prapti, Vaishnava, for the Seva of Narayan. These two options of mukti are there. So Lord Chaitanya said, that's external. That's external, go higher. All the goal of life is karma sannyas yoga, which is Bhagavad Gita. And he says, no, that's external, go higher. Age koro, go higher. What is the goal of life and how to attain it? Go higher. Then he says, well, you should give up all dharmas. Give up the varnashram dharma. And give up the karma sannyas. And then he quoted Bhagavad Gita. Ramananda Rai quoted Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman prityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishami ma sucha. I hope everyone knows this verse at least. Get off your cell phones for 5 minutes and study Bhagavad Gita a few shlokas, please. Manmana bhavamad bhakti madhyaji ma namaskaru mama vaishasi satyamte pratijane priyosime. This is called a sarva uttamam. The Gita has Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, ninth chapter. Ninth chapter begins, Krishna starts unveiling, which means showing or revealing the secrets. Rahasya Tattva, the secret truths and tattvas. Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, Pavacham Paramam Mama. He says, I am going to tell you now the Raja Vidya, the king of all knowledge, and Raja Guyam, the king of all secrets. So he just says Guyam. And then he goes on, he says, now I'm going to tell you, I told you Guyam, now I'm going to tell you Guyatara. I told you Guyatara, now I'm going to tell you Guyatam. I told you Guyatam, Now I'm going to tell you, sarva guhyattamam. Sarva guhyattamam. You understand? Guhya means gufa, secret. Sarva means all. And utta means topmost. Understand? Sarva guhyottama means the highest, topmost secret of all secrets. And what is that? That's the final word, the bottom line, the final secret of Bhagavad Gita. What is it? What verse? Batao. Guruji, Ming, wrong. Arbala, Arpatao.
Tavidi Prampatana.
Huh? No, chapter 4. We're already in chapter 9 to 18. Remember, I start off with secrets start in chapter 9. That's not a secret. That's a basic. That's a beginning point. Ado Guru Pada Shraya. Right? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhan, first limb. Ado Guru Pada Shraya. Diksha Adi Shikshana. Number 2 and 3. Sadavartmanavartante. No. Guru Se. Vishrambhena Gurur Seva, that's number 4. Number 5, Sarvartmana Vartate. Then there was a Bankaro. So this is Bhakti, Ado Guru Parashraya. So you're saying, Tabdi Pranipatena Tsarya. This is way down the line. Either out, Brahmacharya, either out, Samne. These are all the Acharyas and Mahajans in the back. Student class in the front, these are Acharya Mahajans back. Vyasadeva, Shravan Rishi. Vashishta Muni, Dilip Muni, and Sandhyali Rishi, and there's Bhaguri Rishi. So you have Brahmachari student class. Shukadeva was speaking, and everyone was there. Vyasadeva, Vashishta, Javan, everyone, all the Rishis. Bharadwaj, all big Rishis. Gautam. The four secrets of Bhagavad Gita. You know them? The secrets start in chapter 9. What's the first verse of chapter 9? Are bhai.
Can't do it.
Batao. Just play back your recorder. I spoke it 5 minutes ago. Raja Vidya. What? So Krishna says, now I'm going to tell you some secrets. You want to hear some secrets? Oh, you know, this brahmachari, he was with this girl. But this girl, it's okay, girl, but she's married. So there's a problem, no? Any easier way you go is a problem. That way to go is definitely problems. But Krishna says, now I told you many things. These are preliminaries, warm-ups, the sambandha. Now I'm going to tell you about the secrets. I'm going to tell you the king of knowledge. Because the first 6 chapters is karma and yoga. And the 7th chapter is moving towards the bhakti. And 8th chapter is getting us to understand something about Krishna and about death. About dying. Antekali jamam nityam kalevaram. So then, 9th chapter, 9, 10, 11, 12, this is the bhakti tattva. So Krishna, I'm going to start telling you secrets. Then later he tells the guhya, that's Raja Guhya, and then he tells the guhya, what is the guhya? He said, this is the king of secrets, and later he tells this is the guhya. Then he says, this is the guhyatara. Then he says, this is the guhyatam. Then he says, this is the sarva guhyattamam. There's 4 secrets. First he said, this is the king of secrets. There's 4 kings of secrets. So the idea of secrets comes out in the first verse of chapter 9. And then from 9 to 18, in number 18, Krishna tells us, sarva guhyattamam. You understand? The topmost of all secrets, sarva guhya. Guhya means gufa. Gufa, cave, secret, hidden secrets. And what is that? That's the question. Man mana bhavamad bhaktyo mamyaji namaskaru mame vaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Pratijane priyosime. We should be priyajana, priya bhakt of Krishna. And bhakti, priti, prem. Priti means rati, rati means bhav. Bhakti, rati, priti. You ever heard of bhakti sandarbha? Then there's priti sandarbha, right? So priti means prem or bhav. Bhakti sandarbha is about guru tattva and about sadhana and about navaveda bhakti. Many subjects are there. Qualities of guru, qualities of shishya, sadhana. So this, we should know the basic Bhagavad Gita. So this is the essence and the topmost secret of all secrets. This is the king of all knowledge. And this is the real thing. So when Lord Chaitanya is meeting Ramananda Roy and he's asking him, "What, Lord Chaitanya, what is the goal of life and how to attain it?" And Ramananda Roy says, "Sarva dharman prityaja mam ekam." He quotes Gita 18:65, and what does Lord Chaitanya says? "No, I don't accept that. That's external, go higher. Karma samarpanam, tyag, sannyas, surrendering everything to Krishna. No, no, it's more than that." So then finally, he gets to bhakti. He says, "Dasya bhakti, Vaikuntha bhakti." And Lord Chaitanya says, "This is good. Bhakti is good. This is part of the goal of life, but go further." Doesn't say go higher, go further. Well, there's dasya bhakti and Vaikuntha, but there's dasya ras and braj mandal, and then there's, go further. There's sakhi ras, go further. There's Vatsali Ras, go further. There's Madhuri Ras. Lord Chaitanya said, "Yes, this is the goal of life. The goal of life is Madhura Rati, the amorous intimate affairs of Radha and Krishna, the gopis and Vrindavan. Yes, this is the topmost goal of life." Now, how do you attain? How do you attain this Madhura Rati? How do you actually get this? And then Ramananda Ray starts speaking all about Raghunuga Bhakti. And this is Lord Chaitanya teaching Gaudiya Tattva Siddhanta. This is the Tattva Siddhanta, Madhya Lila Chapter 8, way back in the beginning. This is Snatan Shiksha, Ramananda Roy. And this is 8:28, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, verse 228-229. Then he says, Siradeya Chinta, Radha Ratri Dine Radha Krishna Vihar. You know Biharis? You know Bihar? So Bihar means enjoy, pleasure, Bihari, Rasa Bihari. Banki Bihari Lal Ki Jai. Rasa Bihari Lal Ki Jai. Rasa Bihari Lal is in Juhu? Why Bombay deities are called Rasa Vihari? Very far from Yamuna Pulina. Yamuna Pulina. Rasastali, Dir Samir, Niriban, Vrindavan May. Why? Because Juhu Beach, Prabhupada, we walk on the beach in Juhu with our big, big dogs. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Big, big dogs and big, big dog like people. With a big, big dog living in the house and driving in the front seat of the Mercedes with the big, big dog driver or chauffeur. So, whoa, whoa, whoa. I saw many. They came after me to bite me. That was the sport of the owner. Bite the bhaktas. Bite the bhaktas. Very, very nasty person. Can't forget. So Krishna, we walk and we see Juhu Beach and Kuta Admi. But when Prabhupada walked, he said, this Arabian Samudra, this Indian, whatever you call it, Arab Sea off of there, this is Yamuna. And this sand, this is the Yamuna. And I see I see the Rasastali. And I see, oh, Krishna is dancing with the gopis, such a vast, flat plain, perfect place for the rasa dance. Perfect place. And maybe some days Prabhupada would go in the evening time to see the moon shining on the beach in the Sharad season. Because Prabhupada liked Bombay very much. Oh, you can imagine, what an udipan. Udipan means a stimulant or an excitement to rasa. Full moon is rising, the ocean waves are dancing like the Yamuna waves, a vast beach. So Prabhupada saw Juhu as a Rasastali, Raslila, Kshetra. Yomam Pashati Sarvatra, Sarvam Chamayi Pashati. Krishna says in Gita, chapter 6, verse 30, one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, one who sees me everywhere and everything in me, he is never lost to me, and I am never lost to him. So the Uttam Bhaktas, the Mahabhagavats, the great devotees, they have the Prem Drishti, Prem Vilochan, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochan, Santak Sadeva Ridyesha Vilokayanti, Yam Shama Sundaram, Achintya Guna Sarupam, Govindamari Purusham Tamam Bhajami. So Prabhupada, he's that pure devotee, Shuddha Vaishnava, Premi Bhakta. So he's walking in Juhu, he's seeing the Rasastali. Oh, Rasbihari. Well, Prabhupada, we're going to install deities here. Yes, yes, right away we have to put deities. Very quick they install deities, temporary temple. So what should we call them? Prabhupada leaned back on his bolsters and on the rooftop. It's the rooftop of some guest house because there's no twin towers or nothing. It was just a piece of land and a tin shed with Thakurji inside, with a tin door. You got to open the door for Mangalarti. You know, tin, that goes like this, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down. Tin or tin roof. It's all just tin with some bamboo poles. Bamboo poles, and then slapped on some tin, the roof. That was the Juhu Mandir. Wow, heavy. 10 crores tin. 25 crore tin Mandir. And the rain would go, when the rain would fall, ping, 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 ping. And Rasbihari's in it, ting, 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 ting. Just tolerating everything. Because he knew that Prabhupada would build him a marble palace, you know. And that he did. It's beautiful. The Juhu Beach is so beautiful. I mean, ISKCON, Mandir. So then Prabhupada leaned back in his bolster and said, this Thakurji's name is Rasbihari. Rasbihari Lal Ki. So that's how Rasbihari ended up in Mumbai? Because what is everyone doing in Mumbai? They're trying to enjoy. Bihari means enjoyer. Right? Enjoyer. So Lord Chaitanya said, what is the goal of life and how to attain it? The goal of life is Siddhadeya Chinta Radha Krishna Bihar. Ratri Dine Radha Krishna Bihar. Day and night, think of Radha and Krishna's amorous pastimes in Vrindavan while meditating on your Siddhadeya. That's 228, chapter 8, Madhyalila, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then 229. And Siddhadeya Chintana, if you continue to meditate in your Siddhadeya, Siddhadeya Sevana, and then Siddhadeya Sevana, Krishna Sevana, and then it says, Paya Saki Saki Bhav Saki Bhave Saki Bhave Paya Radha Krishna Chanane. So if you do this, Ramananda Raya is telling Lord Chaitanya and every Gaudiya Vaishnava, if you think of your Siddhadeya day and night and Radha Krishna's pastimes, and you render service in your mind and your mentally conceived Siddhadeya, then what will you attain? You'll be a sadhaka at the level of anartha nivritti if you have that kincha anubhuti or that kincha anubhav, that slight experience or that slight feeling or attraction. It's called lobha. You can start at the level of anartha nivritti, and then that practice of meditating on Leela, and your desired form will take you very quickly through Anartha Nivritti, and to Nishta, then Ruchi, and then Asakti. And then as this verse is telling, it says Sakhi Bhave Pai, P-A-Y-A, and Bengali means receive, as you must be knowing. Pai, Poi, P-A-Y. You will receive Sakhi Bhav. Sakhi Bhav means prem. So this type of meditation is called Raghunuga Sadhana. Leela Smaran, Raghunuga Sadhana, this will bring us up through the bhakti to the stage of Bhava Rati, and Sakhi Bhav Paya, and then Radha Krishna Charani Prapti. We'll attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. This is the goal of life, the service of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan, and the way to get there is practice Raghunuga Bhakti, and this is what's being revealed in the very eighth chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And again, when you can turn this up to number 3, it's so many people, you know. It's a little low, the fan, because of recording. Thank you. I'm sorry to disturb you up and down so much. Then later in chapter 22, verse 255, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is directly teaching Sanatana Goswami, who, as I said, is the Sambandhacharya and foundational acharya for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And he's teaching in the same verses, same basic verses, about the same practices of Raghunuga Bhakti and meditating on Siddhadeva and Radha Krishna pastimes. This is the essence, this is the teaching, this is the goal of life and the way to attain it. This is what Lord Chaitanya revealed, and this is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Somehow over the last, over the last 85 years, the emphasis and the shift and the philosophy has been modified to present something else, but this is the original basic foundation and purpose of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. This is a bhajan sampradaya, this is a smaran sampradaya, meditation sampradaya. But somehow, 85 years ago, in some missions, they chose to turn it, this Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, into a Pravachan Sampradaya, spreading and preaching. So that was, this, of course, is the will of Krishna. And that, of course, there's various key points of philosophy or Siddhanta that may be covered or overlooked in such an emphasis. We should study Shastras, and as Prabhupada always taught, we should follow the teachings of the six Goswamis and follow the teachings of the books which he gave us. So we've given you a brief outline of some of these points in this small talk about this Raghunuga Bhakti.